I'm Ira Flatto. This is Science Friday from NPR. And that little flute can only mean one thing at this time. It's time for Flora Lichtman on our video pick of the week. Well, hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
Welcome.
Thanks.
What have you got for us this week?
This week is the story of one oceanographer's quest to see the light.
To see.
That's cheesy even for me, I think.
Not for me. I love it.
Thanks.
Go ahead. What do you mean see? I'll be the straight man. What do you mean see the light?
So Edith Witter is an oceanographer who has been studying the deep sea for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And the first time she went down, descended into the depths, she was in this little submersible called WASP, and it looks kind of like a sleeping bag with like arm extenders. It's
right.
Really
like Robbie the Robot for people my age.
Okay, whatever reference you like.
And you're inside this basic little wetsuit, but it's dry in there, right?
Yeah, I mean, and it's a single person
right.
submersible. And she went down and turned off the lights of the submersible.
I'd be scared, but she wasn't. That's why she's there and I'm not.
Yeah, right. Me too. And saw a fantastic light show, which she calls a sort of transformative moment. And what she was seeing were these bioluminescent organisms, these marine creatures that light up. And when she did this, you know, now I think a lot of people have heard of
right.
bioluminescence, but at the time, actually, she said that she would look through biology textbooks, and no one would even reference bioluminescence. Now, or they would mix it up with, like, phosphorescence or fluorescence, which are different.
Right.
So those are created by, those are light-created reactions, and bioluminescence happens with chemicals.
So inside the sea creature's body, they secrete the chemicals, and they light up. Wow. And you went and you collected these photos, videos.
We have some good archival images. And I think what Edie Witter has really contributed are all these different camera systems that have allowed us to see what these organisms look like. I mean, I think probably most of the time that you see bioluminescence on planet Earth or Discovery Channel, you're looking at images that she's collected.
And she hasn't gotten any credit for it.
Well, I think she probably has.
But we're going to give her credit in your video. Your credit. And so in your video pick of the week, it's on our website at sciencefriday.com. You can take a look at it on our website. You can download it on your iPhone app.
And you can see some of these really bizarre
fantastic.
Animals.
And they're very pretty.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Can you see these yourself if you want to go scuba diving in the nighttime or snorkeling?
You can see them at lots of different beaches. You don't need to go that far. I've seen bioluminescence off of Long Island, actually. You know, dinoflagellates right at the surface will mm-hmm. create this sort of glow. And some places are better than others. But if you want to see the really neat deep sea stuff, you have to go to the Science Friday website.
Of course. That's what we make our reputation on. So go to our website at sciencefriday.com. Right there in the top left corner is the video pick of the week. Flora is our multimedia editor. She's put this together. And you'll see some great, it's great fun video. It's fantastic. It's mind-boggling.
It is. Yeah, I think she calls it mind-blowing. And to hear someone who's really, you know, knows what they're talking about say that is even neater. The best part is the splat camera.
Ooh, I can't wait. The splat camera.
I won't give more away.
All right. You got to go to our video pick of the week on our website. It's Science Friday. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
Our digital editor. And that is all the time we have for today. Christopher Talata produced our program along with senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our multimedia editor. Alicia Bayak is our Spanish language producer. At the controls here is Neil Roush, and he's also our technical director. And we had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, and Jeff Corbin. Surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com where we're podcasting and blogging, and you can see Flora's video pick of the week. Also, you can download our iPhone app and take that video right with shove us into your pocket. And we'll be taken with you wherever you'd like to watch it, whenever you'd like to watch it or listen to Science Friday podcasts. I'm Ira Flatto in New York.